And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
We're the Pop Patrol. Head to the dirt.
Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo TB, pop the trunk.
Cause we make a pop the trunk and hit the switch.
Now act stupid, I'll pop the trunk. Now give me your boom.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in. Center stage on. The mic!
And we putting it on wax. It's the new stuff.
We're Jalen and Jacoby. What do?
We give the people what they want.
So much to get into in the wake of week three in the National Football League. Danny Dimes, Jacoby Brissett, the Lions, Bridgewater, the Packers. So much to cover, and we have a special guest, Catherine Nolan of Always Late with Katie Nolan. We'll be here in the building. She showed up on time today, woke up early.
I like what you did there.
Made it over here. She'll be joining us as well. Did the Lions win? The Danny Dimes era is here. They were down in the second half. Led a comeback. Jones did it in the air. He did it on the ground. And the game came down to a final 34-yard field goal missed by the Buccaneers. Jalen, were you impressed by Danny Dimes' performance?
Extremely impressed. Going into his first start, everybody knew it was coming, including the defense. So that makes it a lot more impressive when you lose Saquon Barkley during the game.
Yep,
second
first
quarter.
Half goes down.
Okay. You're down 18-19 points. It's the largest comeback win the Giants have had in 49 years.
Whoa, you got stats today.
He ran for two touchdowns. He threw for two touchdowns. And it's really impressive the poise that he continued to play with.
He really did. But the Giants gave up a long drive in the waning seconds of the game. And there was an interesting decision by Bruce Arians to take an intentional delay of game penalty. Let's listen to Bruce explain.
I just took it on purpose.
You took it on purpose?
Yeah, I want the field. He's better back. That field goal is easier back 5 yards. No sense hurrying. We wanted to move the ball over, put it in the middle, and make it an easy field goal.
wait, what'd you say, Bruce?
What
kick is easier 5 yards back. He took it on purpose. Do you think he's telling the truth?
Well, based on his explanation, he wasn't telling the truth. Because he realized what he said, and then he said what he should have said after that.
Yes, yes. We've all done that.
I can't get away from this point, however. I was watching that play, and you still expect a kicker that you drafted
34 yards
to make a 34-yard field
34
goal.
Yards.
I'm not mad at not rushing. I understand lining it up, but you got to make that.
You got to make it.
Okay.
Could you make a 34-yard field goal?
In my ego.
I can't do it. Field goals are harder than you think.
Yeah, they're harder than you think. And so instead of us now talking about how Jameis played and how Mike Evans was out there, touchdowns.
Oh, yeah. Mike Evans. People forgot about him.
We're talking about the Giants, and rightfully so. But you need your kicker to make that field goal. So much so, we should have shown Bruce Arians on the sideline. Because when the kick happened, he raised his hand. And he's like,
what happened? Well, we've got some more Jalen news. Adam Schefter's reporting that Jalen Ramsey is too sick to practice. And then Josina said that he's actually sick. Jalen, the timing of this is curious. Very curious. Do you think Jalen Ramsey is actually sick? Stand up for your Jalen.
Nah, you know I hate to see any Jalen hurt or upset.
I know. You don't like any slander when it comes to Jalen.
We got to get Josina on the show to talk about this.
Shout out.
Here's how I see it as an innocent bystander.
Okay. Okay.
That just happens
completely
to be
impartial, objective bystander that happens to have the same name as this player.
This is a genius move because this is how.
Genius we're going with?
Yeah.
Genius.
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 Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Here's why. I'm still going to get my money and I'm not going to practice. as opposed to fining me,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to being insubordinate where they could take my bread. I told y'all I wanted to get traded. It seems like y'all don't want to move me. And what has happened in today's sports landscape, it seemed like these deals now happen a lot faster than they used to.
Yes.
When, like in the NBA, when Anthony Davis said he wanted to get moved, it took him a while to get moved.
Oh, yeah.
But when Paul George said he wanted to get moved, they moved him like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Minka Fitzpatrick said he wanted to get moved. They moved him.
He's gone.
He had an interception. Jalen Ramsey, an all-pro. Oh, we got to wait.
And we just won?
We ain't moving you yet. We found a quarterback that's creating some excitement and your guy Minshew. And so I see where the team is going. So now he put it back on them. As long as y'all going to let me play on Sunday and I don't have to practice all week and I can save my body, no harm, no foul.
We'll keep an eye on this one. This is interesting. But if it's still Wednesday, Thursday, and he's still claiming he's sick, I'm going to need to send a doctor over there. I'm going to need some more proof. Jalen, the late game, closer than I thought between the Browns and the Rams. It came down to a finish. You know, the Rams had the ball, tried to move it. Didn't work, ended up losing at home. Were you impressed by this Browns performance against a team that went to the Super Bowl just a year ago?
So this team seems to be a collection of individuals, the Browns,
mm-hmm.
that have not been able to become a team.
Yeah.
And it shows on the field. They were dealing with some injuries, defensively in particular, mm-hmm. that would have put them in position to win the game. But when you put together a team like this in the offseason, Baker got fans excited and media excited about the way he ended last year. It seems like you feel like you're going to drop back and sling the football all over the lot.
Yeah.
And it don't work like that.
No.
It don't work like that. And what did Odell say at the beginning of the game when they introduced the offense?
I'm him.
Okay. That would concern me if I'm the other 52 guys. And I know a lot of people are like, why are you overreacting to just him saying his name?
So for those of you that didn't
see
it.
He's at work.
For those who didn't see it, normally you say your name and where you went to college. He said, I'm Odell Beckham Jr. I'm him.
And yeah, you that deal. You are that deal. But again, you at work right now.
Say LSU.
What do you think Roger Goodell said when he saw that? I'm pretty sure he made 5 phone calls. Like, how did this get to my ear? Like, how did this happen? Okay, we're paying him to say his name in that situation and what school he went to.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that shows me a mentality that's still at me, not we. And it's... And that plays in a team dynamic. You know, playing a lot of team sports, I don't care where you playing at. When a guy's a little about him, everybody
a
else
little,
feels it.
He's about him.
Right. Everybody else acknowledge. Everybody else knows it. And I knew that this was going to be one of those games under 100 yards. The Rams got a good D.
Yep.
I knew this was going to be a tough. So now let me get on Freddie Kitchens. When it's 4th and 9, sir, Chubb isn't a speed merchant.
No.
You probably shouldn't be
good
giving him
back.
The ball in that situation
a
anyway.
Play on
number
and
one,
nine?
Kareem Hunt ain't eligible to play yet. That's probably somebody you would do that for. 9 is too far. You don't see teams doing that. That's
no.
one. 2, when you get in the goal line, when you get in the red zone, when you empty the backfield, we know you pass.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that kind of helps the D. And then you pass 4 straight times, none to Odell Beckham, and the final one gets intercepted. And lastly, let me get on somebody else. Baker Mayfield, I keep asking y'all, if he doesn't take the leap, all of this hype don't matter. Okay?
No.
There are people walking the face of the earth that were like, oh, the Browns gonna make the AFC championship game. I'm like, you do know the Patriots and the Chiefs are in the AFC.
Well, look at the upcoming games the Browns have. They are in serious trouble. I mean, look at this. Look at the records of the players of the teams that they are facing. Ravens, Niners, Seahawks get a bye week 7, and then the Patriots. Those could all be losses. This team could be in real trouble. We're not talking about AFC championship game. We're talking about not making the playoffs.
I'm happy for my brother Richard Sherman and the 49ers, but they still got to show me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, for the Ravens coming after a tough loss, I want to see how Lamar responds. But again, if you're the Browns, this hype train has gone way too fast, too far.
Yes.
And
expectations are too high.
Yes. And I know you just don't like that, do you?
No.
You don't like
keep the expectations low. Sneak up on teams like the 49ers are doing. They're 3-0. The Browns, they're about to be 1-6 real quick. Yeah. Jalen, did the Lions win? Did the Lions win this weekend? Did the Lions win this weekend? How many losses do the Lions have?
None.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did the Lions win? Matt Stafford threw for a touchdown. The Lions, God, they should have beat the Cardinals in week one. They have one tie. They're 2-0-1. Jalen.
Yes.
The Packers are in the division.
They are.
They look pretty good.
The Bears are too.
The Bears play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The Vikings haven't looked as good as some people expected.
Cook is a beast.
The Lions gonna make the playoffs?
We're making the playoffs.
The Lions are gonna make the playoffs?
But I gotta tell you this.
The Lions are gonna make the playoffs?
I've been saying the Lions gonna make the playoffs since 1973. So let me just say that. And I've been saying not only gonna make the playoffs, we're gonna win a game.
Oh, a playoff game?
We won one playoff game in 60 years.
I'm sorry, how many years?
60.
60 years?
Yes.
Before you were born?
Yeah. I've never seen the Lions win a playoff game.
Ever?
No. And it hasn't happened. But I will tell you this.
Oh, tell us.
I will tell you this.
Tell us.
You asked me what was missing from the NFL. What is missing from the game? What do you not see on Sunday, Mondays, and Thursdays that need to be a big-time factor?
I know where you're going here.
What did I say?
Kickoff returns.
And what did we do to get our first touchdown?
100-yard kickoff return.
Yeah.
100-yard kickoff return. Lions are pretty good. Lions are pretty good. Eagles, there's some reason to be concerned about that.
Agnew, 100 yards. Yeah. How many kickoff returns for touchdowns have there been in the NFL this year?
You know what? Your enthusiasm about this team is infectious. It makes me happy when you're happy. But I got some bad news.
What?
We're going to talk about the Wolverines right after the break.
Oh. And don't sleep if we get Jalen Ramsey.
Oof. Let's give people what they want. So, you know, I've got three kids, and getting a hotel room isn't the same that it used to be. I need a lot of space. Need a suite. Need a door. Got to put the kids to bed. Close the door. Got to be able to close the door. So, what do I use? Hotel Tonight. Hotel Tonight is the best app for booking hotels. Every single time they come through for me. And what they do is every hotel has empty rooms. And they don't want those rooms to be unoccupied. They lose money that way. So what do? They give these rooms at a discounted rate to Hotel Tonight. So you will get the best hotels, boutique hotels, big hotels, chain hotels. And you can get the room at a discounted rate in when you book it with the Hotel Tonight app. And I know it's called Hotel Tonight, but it doesn't have to be for that night. Whether it's a last-minute vacation or staycation or it's something that you can plan well in advance, you can always use Hotel Tonight. It's the easiest, best way to use an app to book hotel rooms. I love it so much. Sometimes I just cruise around and just surf, looking for a staycation. Just look to see what's available out there. You get some really, really good deals. I love Hotel Tonight so much. And here's the thing. If you use Hotel Tonight right now, you get one daily deal per person. They have a thing called a daily drop. It's a special feature on Hotel Tonight, available in major cities where available. Choose a city and unlock it once a day to score an amazing extra discounted hotel deal selected just for you. I absolutely love it. Daily drop works every single time. Make sure you are using the Hotel Tonight app on your phone. It's the best, easiest way to book hotel rooms. We have a very special guest here today. Katie Nolan back in the studio.
It's a family
affair. Thank you so much for joining us. What happens Thursday night, Katie Nolan?
Thank you for asking. My television show debuts.
Yes.
On ESPN 2.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
At 12:30 a.m., but it's Thursday night. It's technically Friday morning.
Yep.
Don't get bogged down with specifics. Yep. It's called Always Late with Katie Nolan.
Always Late with Katie Nolan.
I got some good news for you.
What's
Eastern.
That?
There was once a program that highlighted those early morning early morning time slots. Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby.
That's right.
And look at us now.
And you guys now have an hour at what time is it?
ESPN 2 at 2.
Look at that.
Yeah.
So that'll be me in a couple years.
Let's get it.
Whatever.
Exactly. All right. You've been here before. You know how this works. Mm. It is time for Keep It Moving. Not everything is worth discussing, so If you want to talk about it, say hit the brakes. If you don't, keep it moving. Are you ready, Katie Nolan?
You know, I am so ready. Never been more ready in my whole life.
Your team, the Patriots, remain undefeated. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Just because I don't think anybody else wants to talk about it, and because obviously they were going to win that game, we can keep it moving.
Oh, okay. We keep it moving. Surprising.
Out of respect.
Their backup quarterback is having a tough film session.
Yeah, that wasn't great. Not great. But I like that they immediately were like, nope.
Yeah,
okay.
Tom, get back in there.
Get him back out there.
Next, we have an update on former Patriot Antonio Brown. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
I'm supposed to hit the brakes so we can discuss it, but I don't. I feel like by the time this airs, we might have to redo everything because he just keeps going and no one's taking his phone away. Yeah,
someone needs to do that.
So I feel like we should keep it moving.
Let's keep it moving.
Okay.
Keep it moving. We keep it
All
moving.
All I know is I haven't filed my papers. I don't think he's filing his anytime.
No, I don't think so. The Mahomes-Jackson matchup lived up to the hype. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
I think we hit the brakes. This is an exciting matchup.
This
I love these
was
games.
The game that I had circled on the weekend. Jalen Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs won. Both quarterbacks played pretty well. Mahomes had 3 touchdowns. What do you think about those young quarterbacks' performances?
I like the way that Patrick Mahomes spreads the football around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it seems like every time I'm looking up, it's somebody else catching a touchdown. It's one thing for it to be like Kelce or Sammy Watkins. I see those guys coming with Tariq Hill out. But he constantly continues to get other guys involved. He's a special player. He now is legitimately in the conversation.
Oh, say it.
Oh, boy.
For best quarterback in the league?
Katie's. Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback in the National Football League.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think you could make the argument, certainly. I think you could also make the argument Tom Brady's the best quarterback, but I don't, that argument's been made.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was interesting in this game to see Lamar Jackson in a loss. He still looked good.
He did.
I mean, he's been having this great beginning to his season and people are getting hyped on him, and I know there's, that's always a struggle when there's too much hype on you and you don't know if you can perform. So to have him perform that well in a loss, he looked great. Ravens are an interesting team.
They are.
Mark Ingram, 3 touchdowns.
Mm. The Cowboys continue to dominate. Katie Nolan, keep moving or hit the brakes.
I don't care as much as I probably should.
Okay.
Would they play the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Yeah, keep it moving.
Okay, keep it moving.
We keep it
the
moving.
Dolphins are the we number one ranked team in the country.
The
ahead of Alabama and Clemson.
Packers are undefeated at 3-0. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
They beat the Broncos on Sunday. They had wins over division rivals, the Bears and the Vikings. They are now 3-0. Jalen Rose, are they the favorite to win that division that also features the Detroit Lions?
They should be the favorite. They have a defense now. And Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to run for his life on every play. The offensive line doing a better job of protecting him. He doesn't have to throw the football 50 times and take unnecessary hits. He can play balanced football. And that's what they've been doing. And all of a sudden now, the Packers look like they could be a contender in a wide-open NFC, unlike the AFC.
The Broncos did not look good, and after the game, Emmanuel Sanders had this to say about the state of the Broncos.
Times are rough around here. You know, obviously, the past 3 years, it's been tough, you know. So, trying to get it right. Right now, it's in 0-3. Living in a world of suck.
Living in a world of suck, Katie.
I mean, who hasn't been there before?
We all have spent some time in a world of suck.
It sucks world. We're all just living in it, you
yes,
know?
Yes, it is.
The Broncos don't look very good. They look confusing. I don't really know what to make of them. Emmanuel Sanders, obviously coming back from injury. He had, last week, he had a pretty decent game. I've lived in many a world of suck.
Yep.
But you just got to power through it. You just got to be like, things can get better. We can get better. Us Broncos band together as horses do. Charge down the field. I'm just trying to find a metaphor to lift them back up.
I think they need
something. They need some sort of a fire or something. They've got to, because what's going on there?
So two people have the same problem. John Elway and Jim Harbaugh. They haven't been able to find a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So you bring in Joe Flacco and you feel like he can play possession type football and be led by your defense. But the most surprising stat I could give you defensively so far after 3 weeks is that the Denver Broncos have 0 sacks and 0
Shocking.
Takeaways.
No way.
Shocking.
A team with Von Miller.
Right.
A team with Chubb.
Right.
They should be getting to the quarterback. It is not happening.
Mm.
That is surprising, but not as surprising as this fact. 49ers are 3-0, Katie. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes because it's very exciting. And I want to know if you think it's going to maintain or if you think it's a schedule. Their schedule's been
every
kind
year
of
there's one team that goes 4-0 and then doesn't make the playoffs. That is the 49ers.
Yeah.
This is, we're going to look back and be like, do you remember when this team was 4-0? Do you remember when they were 3-0 and we thought this was going to be a thing? The 49ers, I'm going to say, will not make the playoffs. Jaylen, what do you think?
How long do you think that's going to go, though? They're going to go 3-0. You think they go 4-0? Think they go 5? Like, when do you think
they'll
it
go
ends?
4-0 and then they'll fall.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, first off, they play in the NFC West, which means they're in the same division as the Rams and the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come back down to earth.
Yes.
Their offense still hasn't looked good. Garoppolo threw a couple of interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
They got a couple of nice runs for touchdowns. But their defense has been a difference maker. What stood out to me from that game, though, is how bad the Steelers are.
I know.
Yes.
This is about to be the worst season, I told you, that Mike Tomlin had on the sideline. Like, this is getting ugly. Connor had 43 yards rushing. He fumbled. Juju didn't get over 100.
I expected so much more from James Connor and Juju. So much more. Katie?
Don't the 49ers have a bye week? Early, too. Aren't they the early bye?
So I have not memorized the 49ers schedule.
No, I think they're on a bye this next week. Aren't you a big 49ers? Don't you?
No.
I think they have a super early. I think they have an easy schedule, an early bye, and then they're just going to get absolutely destroyed.
Let me text E40 and ask.
Yeah, we love the 49ers.
I should just have more confidence in myself. Their bye week
is.
They're of a week four bye week. It's way too early. I think they're taking a break too early, and they should be riding their momentum. I think they're going
to. Lose to me at fantasy this week?
It was by 7
points. You're going to keep it moving. You're going to keep it moving on that one.
Touchdown.
Jacoby cannot be stopped. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Now I want to hit keep it moving because I don't want you to feel happiness.
Correct. His die easy fandom.
Katie got me.
We keep it moving.
No Drew Brees. No problem for the Saints. Keep it moving or hit the brakes, Katie.
Hit the brakes because I think Teddy B deserves a little bit of shine.
He does, Jaylen. They played the Seahawks, a game I did not expect them to win. Teddy Bridgewater played pretty well. What do you think about the Saints' performance?
Kamara.
Mm-hmm.
That's what comes to mind to me. That guy's a dual threat. He explosive. He get whether you handing it to him or throwing it to him, like he looks faster than everybody else when he's running with the football. And having him as a weapon, I think allowed Teddy to ease into the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sean Payton, he loves this, by the way. Not having Drew Brees, has all these weapons to employ to show people that, yeah, we can still get it done. And I was one of those people that felt like the Seahawks would beat them with a backup quarterback. That did not happen.
What do you think, Katie?
Yeah, I thought so, too. I mean, especially because they were in Seattle, mm-hmm. and that home field advantage is, like, storied. But, yeah, it was a fantastic game, and I think you're right about the expectations being low for the Saints is actually to their benefit, that now they can show up and be like, look, if we do well, everyone's impressed. If we do poorly, well, it's just a backup. We're kind of working with
what
we have.
I always like to have expectations low.
Yeah, me too. Keep them low and exceed them,
exactly.
Or just barely meet them in your case.
Well, we've got some bad news for the Giants. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
We got to hit the brakes because of Saquon.
Well, as of now, we do not know the exact results, but Saquon Barkley has an ankle injury.
No.
But it doesn't matter because they have Danny Dimes, right, Jaylen?
No, that's so devastating,
isn't it?
Because like Danny Dimes is not going to be Danny Dimes without like you need that.
Yes.
Like you were just saying about Kamara, like that's
mm-hmm.
a useful
Correct.
Thing. And now they've lost him. That sucks so much.
So
I know.
I think I need to go Birdman here, and it's time for people to start putting some respect on Dave Gettleman's name.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Because when I watch the Giants play football, as a Lions fan, I pay attention to whether your draft picks actually turn into players that are productive on Sundays. And I see Evan Engram running up the sideline as a tight end.
Mm.
Sterling Shepard, both of those guys caught for over 100 yards. Saquon Barkley, and now Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So now all of a sudden, they've created something. You get Golden Tate back after week four. They got a chance to be an explosive offense.
I completely forgot about Golden Tate.
Yeah. He's coming back.
Went, really?
Oh, that's
yeah.
right. Yeah, they could use him. They could use him. Right now, it's time for Soft Mover Boss. Katie?
It's different for us.
I know you watch every single day.
Oh, I do.
I know you watch every single day.
We've grown. Podcast, radio show, late night. You know, we've grown.
We got stuff to do. Go
Katie,
ahead.
Bill Belichick, when he doesn't want to talk about something, he really doesn't want to talk about something.
That is
he
true.
Did not want to talk about Antonio Brown, but he was asked about Antonio Brown, and here is how it transpired.
I think I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, what was the final straw with Antonio Brown?
Yeah, we're focused on the Jets today.
Thank you, Coach.
The death stare. Of course she's going to ask about Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
So giving the reporter the death stare, soft move or boss move?
Soft move. Because if you don't want to answer that question, then you don't get to sign Antonio Brown. I get it. I know I'm a Patriots fan. But, like, you don't get to make a decision like that. And then when people come looking for answers, you're just like, we're going to focus on football. How dare you ask about not football? Clearly, there's a lot of not football going around in this situation. And you got to answer the questions. You can answer them evasively, but answer them. And don't give death stares.
This continues to show me the fork in the road that I always fight as a former player, that the people that I cover, I want to give them respect, but I'm not going to be a fan. I'm not going to be liking all of their posts. I'm not going to be swayed by people texting me when I'm doing my job based on my relationships with them. And so if Bill Belichick was coaching the Dolphins this year, people would have his head in a guillotine. We would constantly be talking about it. But since he's so very accomplished, we become groupies in our own right and give him a pass.
Yeah.
That was a bully tactic. It was rude. It was unprofessional. And that was the environment that they were in. She didn't ask him anything out of the context of something personal.
It wasn't even specific.
Yeah. She even hedged it by saying, like, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask this
question.
What's
up with Antonio Brown?
Yeah.
And she said, thank you.
Right.
And then when he gave her the death stare, she said, thank you again.
I know.
And I've worked with Dana, known her a long time. She didn't deserve that. And so I just hate that we pick and choose who we want to call out on stuff like this based on their accomplishments. Mm.
Well put. Nick Kyrgios, tennis player, big personality. He lost to Federer this weekend, and he explained that he lost because, quote, there was a hot chick in the audience. Here's what he said. I lost in concentration. I saw a really hot chick in the crowd. Like, I'm being jarringly audience. I'd marry her right now.
What?
Right now.
No.
Very strange reason to lose a tennis match. Katie, what do you think?
Soft move.
Yes.
I wanted to say thirsty move. That's not an option.
It is thirsty move.
It's like, you know, he does this stuff. He hams it up.
Mm-hmm.
He's obviously, that's not the reason that he lost.
Correct.
But like, doing something like this is your way of like, you hedge, you take the attention off of you and onto something else. And I just think it's like, at this point in your career, dude, you got to start producing instead of like throwing the rackets, breaking a racket, saying you were distracted by a hot chick. Like, just do the thing. We get it. You want to do bits, but your job isn't to do bits. That's our job. Your job is to do tennis.
Well said. And also, he's not giving credit to the opponent,
right,
which he's done multiple times.
Mm.
And usually when we're talking about him, it's because of a sideshow, not necessarily because he won the match.
Right.
Always.
And so, also, this is the other thing, and I'm glad you're here.
Ooh.
Maybe a couple of terms are kind of getting sophomoric for me.
Mm. Hot chick.
Hot chick.
And crush on Wednesdays.
Mm.
Is it because I'm 46 or these aren't the ways that women like to be discussed?
I don't know.
Especially if you're talking about marrying her.
Yeah, well, I also don't think, I don't want an athlete to go on television and say he'd marry me right now. It's like, I'd like to meet you first. Yeah. Psychopath.
Have a coffee, maybe?
Yeah, I think the chick is one of those ones that depends on like who you are and in your context that you're using it, but that's just me. That's my personal opinion. I don't speak for all women, but yeah, if Nick Kyrgios is going to say he wants to marry this woman and he says there was a hot chick, that feels to me like you could have said, like, a beautiful lady.
Jalen, have you ever noticed an attractive woman in the crowd while you're playing professional basketball?
Of course.
Okay. Really? You do notice?
Yes,
oh,
absolutely.
God, now we are going to keep trying when we come to the games. Yeah. Normally, you're like, oh, they don't see you. It's like, oh, they do?
Oh, they do? Okay. Got it.
Got it.
All right. This one I love. The Rutgers Scarlet Knights, they don't score too many touchdowns. They scored a touchdown. And let's just take a look at how the celebration transpired. Okay? They're excited. Lyman picks them up and then punches them in the face. Picks him up, punches him in the face.
It doesn't even look like he could have been trying to do something
else.
Yeah,
he does. That was not a missed high five. That was a face punch. Soft move,
you know,
boss
what?
Move, punching your quarterback in the face.
Boss move.
I like it, Katie.
It's a boss
Lean
move
into it.
Because it's like, don't you get used to this.
Yes.
Don't, with the pleasure comes the pain. If we get too caught up in how good this feels, we're going to forget that like we still got to struggle. So it's like you lift him up and it's like, I'm so proud of you, but get
Boom.
Back to work.
Yes, I like
I love
it.
That.
And you said they don't score a lot. Which means, as a lineman, you're upset at the quarterback many times.
Mm.
So this is his chance to finally give some friendly fire.
There was something going on
during
there.
The game.
There was something going on there. There's some pent up animosity.
I've been wanting to do this for a minute.
Yes. You guys know these are college kids. Ain't no telling what's happening away from the field.
True.
There could be some relationship dynamics
some
that we don't know about.
Yeah,
who knows?
Know.
Who knows?
I like what you did there.
This is the best video in the show. Tennessee. You know, on the sidelines, they have quarterbacks. They want to talk to the offensive coordinators or people in the booth or whatever. Mm. So they have a phone system on the sideline. Let's look at this young man. He's handed the phone. He puts his ear up to the phone. I mean, being so young that you don't understand how phones work.
Is he doing a joke?
I don't think so.
He just doesn't know how phones work.
Look at his face afterwards.
Okay, I'm going soft move because there are plenty of ways you could have learned by now how a phone works. Like, obviously, we all have cell phones that look like computers. But, like, have you ever seen a payphone? Have you ever seen, like, a phone prop when, like, on, I don't
or
know,
just a banana
on TV?
Up your just, ear
yeah,
or something.
Anybody, you still know what this is.
Yes.
To hold the whole thing. Now, if it were a rotary phone and he was like, I don't know how to dial this, that's fair.
Thing.
Those are difficult. But to hold the, you'd have to be a, do you see a speaker anywhere on it?
I was baffled by this thing.
This is what keeping millennial goes wrong. This is a soft move because.
Yeah.
Yes, we're watching him play football on Saturdays, but guess what he is Monday through Friday?
An idiot?
A student!
Sorry, you're right.
A collegiate student!
I don't think you're
like,
an idiot.
It's an educated person that should know. I appreciate the guy that handed him the phone when he saw him do that. He's like, dude, I mean, he held the phone.
What did he think was going to happen?
Why didn't somebody just lift the thing up and put it on his face?
It is odd that they are handing full phones around the sideline too. I have so many questions about this. We need to get Bob Lee out of retirement.
We do.
To do a full on investigation.
Yes. Does anyone on the
happening.
Team know how to use
we
that
need,
phone?
If we ever needed Bob Lee, we need him right now.
Yeah, that's fair.
Bob, look into this.
Call us.
Always Late with Katie Nolan debuts this Thursday at 12:30 Eastern, 9:30 Pacific on ESPN2. So excited for you.
Thank you for joining us. I've been begging you to come on for a year and a half.
And the day that I come in, I'm sick as hell, but thank you for having me.
Well, we really appreciate you. Everyone tune in to Always Late with Katie Nolan this Thursday night. The Jalen and Jacoby Podcast is presented by Goodyear. Discover the possibilities. Goodyear. More driven. Jalen Rose. Did the Lions win on Sunday?
Rawr!
What if there's a big game, Michigan-Wisconsin on Saturday? Started a little early, noon. Did you happen to tune in to that?
I think we had a bye this week.
I missed the beginning of the game.
I
turned on 28-0, Jalen. 28-0 at the half. They were not even close to competing with Wisconsin. And you see those little numbers next to the names of the schools? Michigan was ranked higher than Wisconsin, 28-0 at the half. Look how much, there's still a minute left in the half. And they go down 28-0, Jalen.
What
happened?
I'm going to make sure I be this dude. Okay. Stand up.
Okay.
Wisconsin's good.
Yep.
They're balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Got a good quarterback, great running back, really good defense, well coached. They're going to be a problem as the season progresses. Now. I don't recall looking at a television screen at any point in my life and seeing the Wolverines down 35-0.
35-0.
That's a visual that I never recall seeing. And so how did we get there? Quarterback play. Since Jim Harbaugh has been there, that position has eluded him.
Isn't he a quarterback whisperer?
In the NFL, he was.
Wasn't he a quarterback?
Well, Andrew Luck, he was at Stanford. He hasn't been able to find his guy. And so now we don't have the ability to move the football like we should. It puts too much pressure on the defense, stresses out the special teams, and that's what has eluded our Wolverines. Now, I will say this.
Are you going to say something positive about the Wolverines right now?
Yeah, I'm going to say something positive about the Wolverines.
Oh, no, you are a homer.
Jim Harbaugh is a good football coach. Let's not get it twisted in this culture of firing everybody and putting each person out to pasture so very early, too easy.
Jalen, so very early, Jim Harbaugh has played top 15 ranked teams 15 times.
Okay.
Since he's been at the University of Michigan. They've won 4 times.
What?
4 wins out of 15. 0-8 in road and neutral site games. This is not a small sample size. This isn't his first year or second year. Oh, we got to wait till his recruits come in. We're there now. It's time to start looking at Jim Harbaugh and asking if he should be the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines.
Okay, so if you don't have Jim Harbaugh standing on the sideline, I don't think you're going to necessarily find somebody that's better. I just think that we need to get a quarterback. We need to get a guy that we're going to see playing not only on Saturdays, but on Sundays too. And I think that's what's been missing with the team. But I agree. Humbled, disappointed, and I know the schedule. And I know.
There's some games coming up.
We got to play Ohio State still.
That's a loss.
Yep. We got to play Michigan State.
That's another loss. Yep.
We have to play Penn State. They're good too.
Notre Dame.
And we have to play the Fighting Irish.
Oof.
So we have a tough schedule.
Sounds like the Wolverines will be about 500 this year.
And you know what's going to end up happening? That Wisconsin game will be our only loss.
Yeah. What? We'll see. We'll see about that one. We will see about that one. Right now it's time for you to take us behind the curtain. Sports Illustrated had an interesting expose about a woman by the name of Peggy Ann Fulford. She was a financial advisor to many athletes and stars. And it turns out that while she was giving financial advice, she was also taking all of her clients' money. Jalen Rose, you've been a professional athlete for quite some time. You made a lot of money doing it. You've ran in these circles. Take us behind the curtain. How could this happen?
So this happens in a lot of different facets. And one of the athletes mentioned in the article was Travis Best.
Mm-hmm. Who you played with?
It's like my brother. We came out of high school together. All of that. I met her before with him.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
And so that's what really got my antennas up when my mother showed me the article. And so how does this happen? I'm not going to go to their personal situations, the handful of guys that was listed.
Dennis Rodman, Ricky Williams, and others.
Right. But usually how it happens is three words. Power of attorney.
Mm.
That's how it happens. Your recurring bills usually fluctuate. So what you have to learn to do is the ones that don't, they're a fixed number. You wire that to the person that's paying the bills. The ones that do fluctuate, you got to make sure that they're taken care of.
So when you were in the league, did you have a financial advisor? Did someone else pay your bills?
Yes. Financial advisor then, business manager now, always. Here's why. Because you're called upon to be an expert at multiple things at life, Jacoby.
Mm.
Nobody gave you a pamphlet or how to be a good dad, right?
No.
Or husband. You had to learn trial through error. When you're a professional athlete, you have to be great at so many things. But the beauty of it is learning what you're not great at. That's what sports teaches you. And then you have to delegate those things to people that are experts. I don't anticipate an athlete playing football on Sunday and then all of a sudden following the Dow Jones on Monday.
It's hard.
Okay? It's hard to be an expert at two different things. So it's important to have people you trust. It's important, though, to not minimize the importance of you taking the time and energy to watch over your bread.
Yeah.
You ain't too busy for it. You shouldn't be. And as I said on this show multiple times, these horror stories are going to vanish.
Why's that?
They're going to vanish because the information, these athletes are way smarter now.
Mm-hmm.
It's an exposure to stories like this. It's no different in entertainment or sports. There were the originators and then there are people who remixed it. You now get a chance to learn from the people that got done really wrong. And so you put yourself in a position so it doesn't happen to you. Today's athlete is so very, very advanced. I see these horror stories going away.
When you had a financial advisor, when someone else was managing your money, how did you check on them? How did you make sure that they were doing all the appropriate things that they said they were doing?
Well, most athletes usually have an agent and you have a business manager.
Mm-hmm.
They can work for the same firm, They probably shouldn't work for the same firm, but either way, that could be the dynamics to set up. But you can't get away from your personal ownership. When they send you them pamphlets and that information of your financial status, you gotta read them.
Yeah.
Not throw them in the garbage. You gotta take the time, take the energy to do that. And here's also the advice I use that I want to give.
What's that?
Invest in things that you're an expert at. I'll never forget sitting on the bus one day. I was playing for the Bulls. I'm looking around. Everybody had a newspaper, right? None of them was looking at the Wall Street Journal. Looking at the sports section. So that means you have to hire somebody that's an expert in that field to help you with those moves. And so you can trust them to a certain extent. But at some point, hopefully you can have the kind of knowledge and the kind of support that your finances go to things that you're able as an adult to oversee. Now, I hate that that happened to those guys. I hope she's under the jail. Jalen Rose, we still have one more game in week three of the NFL. The Bears take on Washington tonight. Can Washington pull off an upset?
I hope to see Adrian Peterson play really well. He was deactivated in the first game, and then all of a sudden, Darius Geis got injured, and then now all of a sudden you need the savvy veteran. But this game is all about the Bears for me. They saw what the Packers did yesterday, and they know that the Lions are undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
And their offense has been anemic.
Trubisky, I'm starting to ask some questions about him.
Correct.
Starting to ask some questions about Trubisky.
Yes, yes. And last year, 24 in touchdowns, 12 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
That's to take care of the football. Can Robinson continue to get open and make big plays? I anticipate that the Bears find a way to get it together. Watch Khalil Mack get three sacks.
Very quickly,
tonight.
We have some bad news for a friend of the show. Chinne Nneka Ogwumike. The Sparks went down to the Connecticut Sun. It is the end of Chinne Nneka's season. Jalen, maybe she'll be on the show then. Maybe she'll have some more time to come on the show.
Well, the good thing is that she got a couple of jobs.
She does.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She
no
already
off-season.
Inked up.
No offseason for Chinne.
She already inked up. But in all honesty, though, of course, everybody wants to be champion, but it means a lot to make it to the finals. I've done it a couple of times in college and in the pros, and you can still celebrate a great season. We love her and obviously Candace Parker, too.
Jalen, do you remember the number?
I do remember the number.
You're good money now.
Shout to Jalen Anthony Bailey. The number is 98085 Jalen.
Nope. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail.
I'm going to write it down.
985-80-JALEN.
So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I had a few people clown me about this, right?
What?
But here's my challenge. How many numbers do you guys know by heart?
So I was thinking about this. I think when you're our age, there was a time, like with payphone eras and before cell phones. If I knew you in like 99, 2000, I know your number.
No doubt.
I probably got like six. I probably know about six by heart.
Like I told you, the night we went to the Power at MSG, I left my phone in an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
And I was without it for 24 hours. I was like, I only know like three numbers. It was crazy.
You know Molly's?
No. No, I didn't. Because she changed her number within the last
three years.
I knew her old number by heart. She changed it like 3 years ago.
Yeah, I got Chamberlain Wilds, Joey.
Chop Wilds. What up, Dwa?
Mike. Uncle Mike. Mike's getting married on Friday.
Such an adult.
Do you know how washed we are? Had a bachelor party Saturday. Didn't even go to the strip club. Didn't even go. That's how washed we are. We played golf. We played basketball. We went bowling. Played ball outside for like 4 hours outside.
How the knees? How the hips?
Great.
How the back?
We weren't trying that hard.
Oh, okay.
We weren't trying that hard. We weren't going that hard.
You know what I love about you?
A lot of beer involved.
You turn celebrations into opportunities to play basketball.
Yes.
You love the game so much.
My favorite activity is to play basketball with my friends. My favorite activity in the whole entire world. So much fun. Just parked outside, the concrete, Queens.
Shout out.
Great time. Great time. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. Other than Saturday. Saturday was rough.
What happened there?
It was rough.
What happened there?
It was rough.
I checked in on the game.
It was rough.
Michigan, Wisconsin.
And so, like, I didn't realize this until I started to travel the world. Like, different demos handle Saturday college football different.
Mm.
On the East Coast, people don't care about college football.
Northeast? Nope.
I slept on that growing up until I started to spend time on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So the last couple of weekends, I made sure I was in Detroit. Okay? Woke up that morning. Went to Pizza Popolis.
Oh, yeah? Seafood pizza?
Yeah, I got it. Seafood pizza.
Ugh.
Went and checked on the fam. Game came on at noon. Game was over at 1.
Sure was. 28 to nothing in the first half.
I was just trying to recall if there was a time in my life that I've ever looked at the television screen and watched the Michigan Wolverines trail anybody 35-0. It's that crazy. Just don't happen to us.
So we had Jonathan Vilma on the show on Friday. Big shout out to him and Malika for coming through.
Shout out.
And you weren't here. So I was like, Jonathan, we know Michigan's going to lose, right? He was like, yep. Jalen's not here, so we can say it. I knew they were going to lose to Wisconsin. It's time to start looking at Harbaugh.
Yep.
It's time to start looking.
So here's what I want to say to everybody. Mm-hmm. That's so quick to act like we need to make a change at our coach. Who do y'all think we should hire that's better? So many times.
John Harbaugh?
I like what you did.
Let's go to John Harbaugh. That's what I would do. Let's get John Harbaugh in there.
That was a good
one. Let's get him in there. Get swap out Jim for John.
But you know, in all honesty, I think the main thing that has eluded him since he's been the head coach is that Heisman-level quarterback. That's always a game changer when you have that guy in the center. Mm-hmm. All of the plays look a lot better then.
So did Shea get hurt or did he just get pulled?
Well, he got pulled. The backup got hurt. McCaffrey.
That's
concussion.
Right. That's right.
And then, of course, you got to put him back in the game. So it was tough.
It wasn't pretty.
It was tough, man.
It wasn't pretty. And you were in Detroit, too.
Hey, man. It's rough. Like, it's real in the field right now. We play Michigan State still. We play Ohio Notre State. Dame still.
Ohio State still. That'd be 500.
Or that could be our only loss of the year.
I don't know, Jay. I don't know.
Or that could be our only loss of the year.
I don't know, Jay.
It was ugly.
Sure was.
It was ugly. And you know what else was crazy? Is not only was I sitting there in disgust, the halftime show happened to come on, and I had to watch my brother Charles Woodson.
Mm-hmm.
He had the same look on his face that I did.
I saw that too.
But he had to be professional. I wasn't on TV that day.
See, when I walk the streets, you get a lot of, go blue! You know what I mean? You get a lot of that when you walk the streets. Now it's like, go blue. Go blue. You know? This will ruin your whole fall.
I know.
They're going to end up with like 6 wins. For real. They're going to lose to Michigan State. They're going to lose to Ohio State. Telling you, get John Harbaugh in there. You got John on the text?
Oh, man.
It's crazy. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us voicemails. Ladies, make sure you call and leave us voicemails.
Ladies!
For Wednesday when we take all female voicemails. Right now, we're taking all callers like this one.
Hey, yo, Reg, JALEN, Jacoby.
Shout out.
Man, I'm listening to the pod. Y'all talking about the waves in the shower. I have to call in because I'm spinning up top. First of all, I wash my hair like 3 times a week tops, but I take a shower like 10 times a week since I'm always playing basketball. What you do is just don't wash your hair. You don't wash your hair. Wash your hair like every 2 to 3 days and you're good. And when you do, after you do it, put the do-rag on and you're good. But dudes, I wash your hair more than like 4 times a week. Oh, no, man. Your hair is going to be gone. 2 to 3 times a day. When you do, don't keep the shampoo on there for too long. Put some coconut oil. That's it. Gucci. All right, y'all. All right, y'all. I'm next at this drive-thru line.
Okay, so you weren't here on Friday. Jonathan Vilma has waves spinning. Says he's never worn a do-rag. Never put any coconut oil in there or anything. Said he just has natural waves.
Reg, what'd you think about that? What is LL a part of this show? First off, Jonathan Vilk was my brother.
Whenever you say that, you're about to say something.
I can talk smack about you say him that. Because I would say this if he was here. Who's my other football team besides Michigan?
The U.
That's where he played.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've been rooting for him for a long time. I was rooting for the U before he played there. I remember when they won the championship. As a matter of fact, I would argue that the U team that he played on, probably one of the greatest teams in collegiate football history.
Mm.
Okay.
And we're putting it on wax.
This is why I'm the industry tastemaker.
Oh, you are?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
When I saw Jonathan Vilma first start doing Get Up, wasn't spinning.
Nope. So you're saying he's lying?
Wasn't spinning. Nope.
You're calling him a liar?
I'm saying that he might have got inspired when he saw me.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying into a microphone. Because here's what I do. Let me tell y'all what I do.
Where are your waves today?
I go. The guy just told you what happened to my waves. I wash my hair too much.
Yep. Mm.
I slept on that, yep. And I got the what they call it, the waterfall shower. So
I love those showers.
The
rain shower?
Yeah,
I love those.
You know, I turn on the water, fam. I got water coming from all directions. You know what I'm saying? Shooting at my chest, shooting at my butt, you know, falling on my head. You know what I'm saying? I got the steam going. And then I was like, I'm losing my waves.
Waves are gone.
Yep.
You need a new shower.
Yep.
I need to take his advice. That's what I need to do.
Yep.
So.
He said he showers 10 times a week. That's a lie. That's a lie.
I'm. That's a good number.
Yep.
10?
Hey, man, I'm about that. I'm about like. Yeah, I'm between 10 and 14.
I'm a one day, one shower.
Even if you play ball?
There's no reason for a second.
So what about, so let me ask you this. There has to be moments, if you're only taking one shower a day, all of the time, and you work really hard,
mm-hmm.
You're a husband,
mm-hmm.
You got kids.
Yep.
There never is time where your nose smells your armpit and you feel like, you know what, I need to take a shower.
Throw that deodorant on there. Got that Old Spice for that.
So you want to know?
I got the deodorant at my job. Got the deodorant at the house.
Gotcha.
Throw the deodorant on there.
So you're one of those people that they used to use this term for. Sweet funk.
Yep.
What's that supposed to mean?
Yep.
That means that you ain't really even washing up. You just putting deodorant on top of it.
Yep.
When your armpits are sweaty, that don't mean put on deodorant.
Nope.
I mean, wash them. Usually.
Cool. Here's the thing, Jalen Rose. I want to talk to you about something. Reggie goes into my ear because he doesn't have a microphone.
I don't think they can hear you on the live IG feed, Reg.
So go Reggie goes into my ear and says, we got a great voicemail today.
Yep.
And what's the voicemail about? Waves.
Yeah.
That's the content that Reggie wants.
That is a great voicemail.
That's Reggie producing.
I agree.
Listen.
You know what? Here's what I learned over the weekend too.
What'd you learn?
I wanted to make sure that I had somebody in the room in front of me that could check me when I get out of line.
Always.
So you're the perfect person for this conversation. The perfect person.
I said to myself, sometimes I have to be nicer to Jalen Rose.
No, it's fine.
I wake up in the morning, I'm like,
it's
you
fine.
Know what?
It's fine.
I gotta be nicer.
It's
to
fine. Him. It's fine. Here's what I noticed, and correct me if I'm wrong. White guys in basketball and football get nicknames way too easy.
That's not true.
What?
You know how much work Kobe Bryant had to put in to be a Mamba?
He made up his own, though.
But you know how much work he had
made up
to
his
put
own.
In? There's somebody else walking the face of this earth calling himself the White Mamba.
Yep.
Is that Scal?
Yeah.
Yep.
You know how much work he had to put in? He had to score 81.
You know what?
Win
I didn't notice
five championships.
I have noticed that you kind of hate on Danny Dimes. I know that's what you're referencing. It's a tongue-in-cheek nickname. It's not even real. But now he's starting to ball.
Before he played a game, he had a nickname.
Yeah.
From the preseason. I got another one for you. The kid from Jacksonville, Minshew.
Gardner Minshew?
People already got him as a legend.
What? He is a legend.
See? No, he ain't.
Yeah, he is.
No, he ain't.
I'd say that these people are, we always say success is a function of realistic expectations. These two quarterbacks were, did not have very high expectations. Let's just say that. And they're exceeding their expectations.
Why did a guy going number six not have expectations in your mind?
When he got drafted at number six, did you support that draft pick? Did you think it was a good idea?
No.
Because no one watched him at Duke.
But that don't mean he didn't have expectations. The first round quarterback? You saying he didn't have expectations? Here's what it is. Here's what it is. And again, I need you to be my filter. This is like a don't get fired topic.
Yeah.
I need you to be my filter. My rationale was, the vast majority of the media look like you.
Really?
The vast majority.
Yeah. Really?
You guys control the media, dog. Yeah, don't act like that. Y'all own all of the radio stations. Y'all own all of the newspapers. Y'all own the media.
Okay.
I think you guys give credit to those people for actually making it.
No.
And appreciating them.
No.
I get judged on my accolades. They don't. What are your thoughts to that?
No. I just disagree.
You disagree?
I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree.
Okay.
I want to thank Katie Nolan for coming by. I want to thank everyone for calling. Ladies, don't forget to call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us voicemails. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Karis?
We're not done.
Guys, I love them.
Speaking of the Hobbits, let's talk about LeBron James.
All I care about is my nipples. Seriously.